Pick.
Previously on Bad Radio.
All right, last one for you. Defensively, you're out there working hard. You want to be known as a two-way player. How much do you feed off of the D?
I pride myself on my defense. I hate getting scored on more than I like scoring. Because
you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like so funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep. Catch me outside, how about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside, how about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do.
Would you do the first ever Rod Stewart Power Hour?
Oh, yeah. Go on. Yeah. What do you mean? Like I listen to Rod Stewart or the Faces or whatever?
Just think about it.
I am. I would like you to explain.
Hi, Dan. Awesome. It's me, Lupe.
Everyone else at the campground is just so tired and worn out. I don't know, man.
The Richard Gere Power Hour.
Mike's gearing up. It's Mike's five-minute interval time.
What's the Richard Gere Power Hour?
Just move on.
With a hamster?
Yeah. What if we connect? What if there are two losers?
Release another hamster!
What if there are two hamsters and we connect a habit trail to two people, but there's that big house in the middle of it where you can drop a hamster in?
What's the pet?
And then he runs.
What's the pet store thinking? Man, we need 60 of these things.
And then the winner is whichever route the guy the hamster takes, because he's running down. We're like, oh, go!
Dale, look. When I was a kid, when I was a little boy, I always wanted to be a dinosaur.
I wanted to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex more than anything in the world.
I made my arms short, and I roamed the backyard, and I chased the neighborhood cats, and I growled, and I roared. Everybody knew me and was afraid of me. And then one day my dad said, Bobby, you're 17. It's time to throw childish things aside. And I said, okay, Pa. But he didn't really say that. He said, stop being a f***ing dinosaur and get a job. But you know, I thought to myself, I'll go to medical school, I'll practice for a little while, and then I'll come back to it.
Dad, how is that a skill?
But I forgot how to do it.
You're human. You could never be a dinosaur.
Yeah. Hey, I lost it.
Well, Dad, what's the point?
The point is, don't lose your dinosaur.
And then I make her my girlfriend, and I've got like 2 solid months of sex. By the time college rolls around, I'll be like the Iron Chef of pounding.
Okay, can you just get out of here? We'll talk about this later.
Evan, we're down 2 points.
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer. It's soccer.
You, man.
Hey, Greg, why don't you go your pants again?
That was like 8 years ago, asshole.
People don't forget.
This is history in the making.
Hi, my name is Joey Gallo, and I never listened to bad radio on sports radio. 1310 The Ticket.
69. It's hilarious.
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
Utah.
Give me two. Today, turns out the St. Louis Dispatch was much more prophetic than Laura Miller was. Gabe Kapler yells at some Philly blowhard for making smoothies instead of just chewing his lettuce. And will the board man dispose of the Dubs? Also, what is a minor Julie Dobbs giving RIP Donovan now to guys who'll be spending all weekend hoping that Tiger does not hear the song? It's Bob Sturman, damn it out.
Yeah.
It is Thursday. It is June 13, 2019. It's the Bob and Dan Radio Show live today in our studio for this episode 4912. 4912. Hoy is Webbez. Shorty. Yeah. Here we go.
Has Tiger ever heard the song?
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. You think?
Yeah.
Hey, it's,
Does Tiger search himself?
Tiger.
Online.
I have an opinion about this song.
Go ahead.
It sucks.
Whoa.
Sports.
Opinion.
I've always felt that. It's not really a
off your phone.
There are songs people make on laptops that are funny. This one sucks.
Why?
I don't know.
That's the worst thing you've ever said.
That's like saying, Homer, why does something suck? I don't know. No, no, no. If you could make a good Tiger song, I'd probably like it. This one sucks.
Just that's your worst opinion ever.
Yeah. I think your opinion sucks.
Whoa.
Well, that's now your worst opinion ever.
I'm coming in hot today.
I know. What is up?
Just felt like it needed to be said. No one's ever taken a stand against that song, and I'm just telling you it sucks.
Hey, this
sucks?
Is this?
The voicemail's funny. The song sucks.
Making the voicemail into a song?
No. The concept is brilliant.
What you're saying is horrible. Like, if you want to tell me the Johnny Manziel song sucks,
that sucks worse. But
I mean, I'll buy that. This is creativity. This is genius. This is brilliance. This is what the internet was made for.
Next, you'll be saying part of mine sucks.
I guess that's the point, though, is sometimes a great concept turns into a great piece of art, and then our times it's just...
Wow. This is kind of going to ruin my whole weekend.
How do we proceed?
I know. There's nothing more to say.
Oh, I know how.
No, that's great. Great song.
Let's all be friends.
I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine. Part of mine.
So yesterday we missed
something
big.
Well, should we listen to the song? I'm fine with that. I'm sorry.
You know, it's the song. I think it's the girl moan thing that ruins it for me. It sucks. Like, that part was unnecessary. You had the words. You had the singers. You didn't need to go over the top like that. That's if you want specifics, that's what I would say. You lose the moans.
We know you don't like porn. It's okay.
No,
we know you hate girls.
No, I'm.
That's why you like the gay song.
Definitely into girls. But that felt like the clown nose on the.
Now, are you really into girls like Aaron Rodgers? Wasn't he once asked about kind of being gay? And he was like, "Look,
love it.
I love girls. I really love girls.
I mean, it's kind of like
everything about him."
It's kind of a weird position to put a guy in, because our friend Troy went through the same thing. I think Steve Young went through the same thing. At some point with every quarterback, or many quarterbacks.
I'm not so sure Skip's not gay.
Like, if you're not married at a certain age.
If you're not married at a certain age and you're good at football, there's only one explanation for this.
Or a college coach.
And
I got married so people would stop assuming I was gay.
Yeah.
But I'm just...
then I could just be gay in my own time.
The accusation, although, again, we're not accusing you of serial killing or anything like that. It's a simple lifestyle, situation. And I would say it puts the guy in a weird spot, because either way, he sounds bad.
Right. If you're like, I'm not gay. Oh, so you hate gays, huh?
Right.
Or if you say, I am gay.
Well, what's this guy's problem with gays? Well, no. You asked him if he was gay. He said, no, I'm not. But there's no way to do it without, oh, see? Huh. Duff protests too much, doesn't he?
Sounds a bit gay to me.
That's what somebody who is gay would say if they didn't want to be called that.
Well, let me just say, you've started the show in a very poor way.
I've stuck up for Tiger, Aaron Rodgers, and Troy Aikman, all in like 4 minutes.
You only stick up for the great
against
ones.
The internet.
Yeah.
And the gay.
Yeah, and the gay.
And porn.
Well, what is the internet without porn?
How many stances can one guy take? Not all popular, by the way.
No, those are unpopular opinions, or at least one of them was.
What happened to that one?
So I guess yesterday, that's a great segment.
What happened to it?
Well, let's do it. You just did it. You just pulled it out.
That's true. This is good
stuff. That's an unpopular opinion, but sometimes it has to be said. Although yours didn't have to be said. You probably should have never been said.
Well, I just don't.
You're a shock.
I think there's a lot of people that share my view that were just a little worried about taking the brunt of the damage for admitting that just sucks.
No one shares that view.
Oh. Okay.
Like, I'll admit, There are some misguided people out there who listen to country music and don't do it ironically, like they actually like enjoy it. So I'll go ahead and admit that. Well, I'm a bigger fan.
Is that your unpopular opinion for the day? I like it.
The opinion that, my opinion, it's an unpopular opinion, but nobody really likes country music. It's just terrible. Okay?
Nobody really
likes
country
music. It's absolutely
horrible.
But I will admit, there are some people that'll die on that hill, and they'll lie to me until they die and tell me they like country music.
This from the maker of Ruining the Hardline's Returns One Day at a Time.
Why am I ruining them?
Because your music taste is terrible. It's so bad. I don't think you've ever touted yourself as a guy who has good musical taste. It's terrible. You bought a Steely Dan windbreaker or a James Taylor windbreaker. Nobody who does that can be like, hey, I'm a music guy.
I was cold. It was the only thing for sale. It wasn't like I saw 17 windbreakers and said, you know what? I want
the
James
Taylor one.
I was at a James Taylor concert and all they sold.
That's very bad.
Do you have it?
I don't know. Mike Reiner invited me to a concert. A Texas Radio Hall of Famer invites you to a concert. You go.
That should go in our future personal belongings game show.
No, you go. You just don't buy a windbreaker.
I was freezing.
I know.
Like, literally, it was...
I mean, you were in Southern California.
Well, but it was in the evening. It was 58 degrees. You know how that gets.
I do.
Jake's a jerk. Can we just... can we all admit that?
We can at least agree on that. Yeah. So, I did write something down for a 1210 this week if you don't have anything you want right here.
Go ahead. I mean, go ahead.
The Ricky Henderson bird story that you...
Bark if you want.
That you seemed like you weren't aware of. When I threw out in passing earlier in the week...
I know of a Dave Winfield bird story.
No. When Ricky Henderson flipped me the bird.
Oh, yeah. When we were talking about Toronto fans.
What were we talking... Okay, so a Toronto fan cheering injury got us there?
Yeah.
Remember, those are the same fans that poured beer on babies back when...
That's true.
How does
Jose
Canada...
Bautista,
how is the default position how nice everybody in Canada is when they have a rap sheet that, yeah, they...
Oh,
have,
they're an evil person.
I'm not your guy, buddy.
In fact, I've got my eye on Canada, and I have for a while. Everybody's like, oh, they're peaceful. They're our peaceful neighbors. Watch out. They're probably assembling right now.
Dude, people in Montreal were straight rude to at least me. I don't know how you guys felt about that. I know that's like a different deal, but
that's a different
they're
place.
Like French. French are
yeah,
rude.
Yeah.
You can't hold Montreal against Canada.
Great yeah. Strip clubs, unfriendly people.
Well, the Ricky Henderson bird story was when, I guess, there comes a time in every young lad's life when his parents let him go to sporting events without them because he's always bothering them about Brewers games. And finally, one of his friends gets a driver's license and they decide to drive to Milwaukee. And
that's great.
The A's were in town. And I remember it because we got to the stadium. We were so excited to go on our first voyage to a Major League Baseball game without adults.
There's no doubt you got there when the gates opened.
We got there before the parking lot was open.
Yeah.
Which I want to say was 3 o'clock for a 7:30 game. Which,
yeah, but you got to get batting practice.
Yeah, you had all summer to work with, so it didn't seem weird to leave at 1 for a night game. And away we went. So you get to the parking lot, but they have the gates closed. So now you're car number 2 the second they open up the vast Milwaukee County Stadium parking lots. And so both of us had our mitts, me and John Page, and we'd work in a little catch. What?
I just expected Jake to jump in and ask which friend this was.
Bob Sturm, John Page. Boy, that's 4 syllables right
there.
That
wasn't the friend who, like, killed his dad or whatever, right?
Or the friend who got decapitated for some CCM.
No, and for the last time, he was
like
not...
Bob had 4 friends.
Well, no, I have many friends.
Several of them have their heads.
Several of them come up periodically. And, one might...
We're going to have to catch up Julie on all these stories someday.
One might have done
so many stories.
One might have done a murder. The other one might have been beheaded. So, yeah, beyond that, everything's normal where I come from. So, anyway, John, who's done none of the above, and I got there, and we're playing catch, and a guy runs by. And he runs like from behind me, and so he's running towards my friend, and it's that great double take moment where you look at each other and said, that looked like Dennis Eckersley. And then you look back at each other, just like on TV, that was Dennis Eckersley. And then you're chasing him down the parking lot saying, hey, Dennis. And he turns around and then he keeps running. But that moment in the sun was exceeded some 4.5 hours later when we're sitting in the bleachers and there is Ricky Henderson in left field. And as high school kids would do, you would want to try to heckle the famous people to see if you could get a response out of them. Now, I definitely did not have very good heckling skills, and I don't think I do to this day. If any of you guys feel particularly gifted in being able to get under the skin of somebody from the stands, that's awesome. I don't have those skills. So I'm positive my sick burns on Ricky Henderson were nothing more than you throw like a girl maybe, or you suck or something like that. And I mean, it's Ricky Henderson. He certainly doesn't suck. He's awesome. Everybody knows it. At the time, he was one of the true superstars of the sport, but he also didn't suffer fools. And so my buddy and I are trying to at least get him to acknowledge us, which is really all heckling really is, right? For the most part, I guess. If you're in the first row,
you're trying to get in his head. You're kind of a member of the Brewers. You're trying to, if you can affect him to where he's thinking about you and that causes a mishap or something and lets the Brewers win, don't you feel like as a young fan, you're part of the team?
Yeah, but at its very core, at entry level 101.
But if he waves at you or
does
something.
You're just trying to get him to acknowledge
he
hears you.
You're in his head.
Yeah, but this is way before that. I just want him to admit that he hears me.
Okay.
And so I'm positive, at least in my head as I recall this moment happening, it was a ball he had no shot at. It was a liner over shortstop that, you know, certainly bounced 8 times before it got to the left fielder. But then I started telling him, hey, if you got a better jump on that, you could have caught it, something like that. You know, just being ridiculous, just trying to get Ricky Henderson to acknowledge me. And perhaps I was being really loud because in between pitches, he did look back at me, which got me excited. You know, you elbow your buddy. Hey, Ricky Henderson just heard me. Then he turns around, and as he gets back into the crouch behind him, he fired the bird. Like, wow. He put his, he took the hand from the glove and then went behind his back and did this. And,
now, are you?
And that was for
are
me.
You and your buddy, like, saying, did that really, did he? You saw that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, it was like the greatest moment of my life to that point. Because imagine having the story of Ricky Henderson flipping you the bird, not the bleachers.
This wasn't some fourth outfielder.
No.
This is a Hall of... You already knew he was headed to the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. This is the most valuable card in the 80 top set, Dan. This is Ricky Henderson. This is the stolen base king. And he flipped me personally the middle finger. That's the Ricky Henderson bird story.
And
right
we've
there.
Never had him on.
No, I don't think
That's
so.
That's odd. That's odd. He's never been in the GBL.
He doesn't do just a lot of that, does he?
I don't know. I know Robin Yount doesn't because he's been on that GBL list 100 times, and I've
still Yount
tried to book him through many different ways.
Do you still find Yount. That funny, Julie?
I found your reaction funny. He just looks at me with a deadpan face.
What?
Dan's reaction?
No, Jake's reaction.
Oh, I was going to say, Dan's face when he really nails a punchline is unlike anything else. It's the one
What's
thing
What's the punchline? I'm just talking.
Just that look of smug satisfaction that
I swung the bat, I didn't even feel the ball hit. It was in such the perfect spot.
Too good.
So anyway.
It's Robin Yount and Don Cherry, right? Those are the two that we've never been able to chase down. I feel like Don Cherry's been on the list several times, and we've just been told
I just
that he
think
goes
when
to
you
like
get,
his cottage.
I just think when you get to 3,000 hits in the show,
you should be able to have your name.
You deserve at least an effort to pronounce it correctly and not like the most offensive word you can think of that it, you know, got you really tickled when you were
so
in
you're
high
saying
school.
I'm mispronouncing that? Like Ray Blunt, or Roy Blunt.
Right.
Is a B-L-O-U-N-T.
So it, okay. was, it would stand so to reason.
Robin Yount is Y-O-U-N-T.
No.
You're saying it's not pronounced Robin?
You know what you're doing. See, there it is again. There's the look. That's why you need the TV show.
You know, I needed a refresher.
That's why you need the TV show.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's awesome. I don't think I've ever heard that story. I hope I haven't.
Well, it doesn't really matter, though, because it feels like the first time.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people haven't heard that story.
It was amazing.
Ricky Henderson has flipped you off.
Cool story.
Now, I've heard Teddy Higuera's story.
No, it was. I did keep waiting for a bird to enter into the story after you called it the bird story.
No, you flipped me the bird.
I get it now. I got it at the end, but I was like, where's this bird going to come into play? It's going to poop on his head?
No actual bird.
You know what's weird?
No bird.
Yesterday, out eating with my young daughter. My youngest daughter, and looking at a newsstand, and I had to do a double take, like, oh, look, I told Eden, I work with her. She's on the cover of a magazine.
Isn't that amazing? She's gone from...
There was an Observer magazine stand in Grapevine.
She's gone from the new guy on the show to the one we tell people we work with.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I know her, seriously. And then she picked it up, I'm like, you don't want to read that article.
Yeah.
Like it starts with...
did my bird poop reference make you think of that, like, on the stand or something?
No, I guess just your lovely voice.
It is weird
chiming in made me think.
In the newsstand, it's like I'm trapped in those things.
All celebrities have to learn to deal with that over time, Julie.
Just let me out.
Like she's wearing the funny nose and glasses to try to not be recognized.
Just trying to get some milk, and here I am at the newsstand again.
I haven't been able
is that
go
me?
Anywhere.
It's always me.
That's weird. That's me.
All right, let's get going. It's 1228 at Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. There was some sports last night. There's some sports today. Let's talk U.S. Open next.